So does science come from spirituality, or does is it created by man? Okay. I think this could be probably the last question. Good question. Firstly, clearly, science itself as a body of knowledge is a human product. It is. If you consider science books, they are written by human beings. If you consider scientific concepts, like gravity, the concept itself might exist. And the fact that objects fall, that is a factor from nature. But the conceptual explanation for it, the mathematical postulation for it, that has come from human beings. So, in that sense, science comes from human beings. There's no doubt about it. Now, does science come from spirituality? What I meant by that was something different. I said that spirituality is the study of the totality of reality. Whereas science is a study of a subset of reality. Science studies the physical reality, and especially the measurable parameters within physical reality. So if you consider total reality, this is a big circle. Within that is a small circle of physical reality. And science studies the physical reality. So in that sense, you could say science is a subset of spirituality. But it's also true that science studies certain things, spirituality studies certain things. They have their focus. So another way of looking at it is that science, it is unless, so what does spirituality mean? Spirituality essentially means consciousness and the source of consciousness. So unless there were consciousness, unless the consciousness was longing for understanding, we would not search for anything. The animals have existed for millennia, but animals didn't develop science. We humans developed science. Why? Because we humans have a longing to understand. And that longing essentially is a longing for spirituality. So it is the spiritual longing, the longing for understanding. Why do things exist? How do things work? That longing is, that comes from our soul. That longing comes because the soul in the human body has developed consciousness by which it can think about these things. Animals simply think about immediates. See, you know that famous incident when Newton saw the fruit falling, apple falling. Now imagine instead of Newton, if a monkey was sitting there and the apple fell down, what would the monkey do? Pick it, it didn't go away. Now Newton could also have done that. And maybe a part of Newton said, I'm hungry, I want to eat it. He said, no, why does apple fall? So, we humans also have biological drives. But we also have a spiritual drive. Spiritual drive is basically the drive to make sense of things, to understand what is what. So, now it is that desire to understand things that led to this theory of gravity, that led to the development of science. So, science also, the study of science and the development of scientific knowledge ultimately comes from our longing to know and understand. And if we were simply insentient matter, if we were just like table, then table doesn't understand anything, table simply exists. In fact, table doesn't even understand that it exists. It exists without understanding that it exists. So, but we have consciousness, and because of the consciousness, we seek spirituality. So, spirituality is the study of the totality of reality. Science is study of a subset of reality. Spirituality is, if you define it as our longing for higher understanding, then that longing for higher understanding can lead to spiritual understanding, but that longing can also lead to spiritual understanding. So it can also lead to scientific understanding. So science is created by human beings, but it is created by human beings because humans have a longing for understanding. And that longing for understanding comes from our spirituality.